a chance really to set yourself up and have the big fights coming up after this one as well. How excited and how much are you looking forward to this big bout?
I'm really excited, you know. It don't get any bigger than this, really. You know, fighting in the States on a big bill, a unification fight. You know, it don't get any bigger, so really looking forward to it. Training's gone perfect. You know, I've had probably a good 10 weeks at least, and I've still got 2 or 3 weeks left. You know, really in a real good place.
You know, it's going to be broadcast on one of the major networks out there, so an awful lot of people are going to be watching this, not just in America, but in Europe, around the world as well. Does that add any pressure for this occasion?
It doesn't add no pressure, you know, but I don't thrive off pressure, you know. I will feel a little bit of fight in this pressure, but, you know, the network channel, what it's on, is absolutely massive, you know. So if I can beat this kid, you know, which I'm 100% confident in myself, I will. You know, it's going to make my stock rise and, you know, boost my profile massive.
Tell us about your opponent then. He's a tough one, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's undefeated in 30 or 31 fights, can't remember. You know, he's top 19. He's very, very fast. I don't think he's as big at weight as me. I'm a big bantamweight, you know, so I think think size, you know, will play a part in this. You know, I think I'll be too big and strong second half of the fight. He's just a real good kid. Comes from three brothers, all were world champions last year. They made history, you know, so from a fighting family. And, you know, he won't want to lose his winning record, you know, and he'll want to pick up another belt and move on to bigger and better things, you know what I mean? We're both looking at the same thing, you know, so it's going to make for a great fight.
What are you going to be able to do when you get out there to sort of transition to the time difference, to the fact that you're going to be in America rather than the UK? What can you do, Jamie, to fully prepare yourself for that aspect of this fight as well?
It's just a matter of just going out there, going out early. We've got just over 2 weeks, in between 2 and 2.5 weeks, just to get used to the heat. We're fighting in an arena, so it doesn't really make a difference, but just generally being in the heat, you know, will drain you. So just getting used to that, a bit of time difference. We're staying in San Antonio for 10 days and we're driving down to Hidalgo, where the fight is, you know, fight week. So just mainly just going out there, ticking over, you know, bringing the hard training down, tapering it down and, you know, bringing the weight down a little bit. And then, you know, just get focused, you know, focused in on the fight, you know, just going through what, you know, what I'm going to be doing and all that sort of stuff. Just to prepare myself mentally, you know, for an hard fight.
Just talk us through, though, what exactly this means for you. And having interviewed you a couple of times ahead of this bout and knowing how passionate you are about going out there and putting in a performance and winning the thing, you know, this is a great opportunity and it's one that you've had to wait for, isn't it?
It is, you know. I've picked up 2 world titles. I got stripped to the IBF. You know, every fight's a massive fight, but this is a massive fight. You know, it's setting the mark in the America, you know, to the Americans, a massive, you know, platform to really boost my profile. And, you know, if I beat this kid, you know, money gets times by 10, you know what I mean? Real massive life-changing money. You know, at the end of the day, that's why we're getting in there. You know, and if you're picking up all these belts as well, you know, it's a bonus, but it's the paydays what I mean. You know, you can have a better life and for me and my family. So it does mean everything, you know, everything's on the line. But it's just, it's exciting, you know what I mean? It's a new challenge and I feel in my career at this minute, you know, I've picked up loads of belts and I've defended them. You know, I needed a new challenge and this is it, you know what I mean? Going to another country, out your comfort zone, you know, it's all a good test and it's exactly what I need. And, you know, I think it's just going to bring me on and, you know, make me want to win more, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely going out there. I'm going to pick up this title and bring it home.
It's a great story, isn't it, Jamie? You know, the local lad from Donny who's worked his backside off to get to this position, who's going out there and he's talking about, you know, doing this for his family, for his wife, for his young daughter as well. And it just creates this great story that I suspect a lot of people are going to be interested in.
It is. It's true. I've been a pro 11 years. And it's only just starting, you know. I've picked up every belt, right? It's only just starting, you know, to come good for me. You know, I've got to keep working at it. But, you know, I had my little baby Saskia. She's 6 months old, you know what I mean? And when you've got a little and, you know, I don't know why I've waited so long. It's the best thing you can do, you know what I mean? And this gives you so much motivation and, you know, like a meaning to life. You know, this is why I have to keep winning. You know, I want nice holidays. You know, I want a nice life for me, for them, for my wife. You know, so it just makes you train harder. and just want it more. You know, you don't know how bad I want this. You know, so I've got to go out there and prove, you know, how much I want it.
How much are they going to help you as well? How much are your family, especially your brother? How are they all going to help you prepare for this, do you think?
Just being there, you know what I mean? My wife flies out with, and stuff here with me, my main coach, Dave Ulley, and my brother, he's coming out with his family, with us, you know what I mean? As long as I've got our kid there, my wife and my baby, you know, I won't feel homesick. You know, that's all I need. I'm going to go out there, you know, and absolutely smash it, you know. I've got the people what means something to me, what I need, they're there. You know, so I can't see why I can't go and pull it off. I'm generally 100% confident in my ability to beat this kid. You know, and I've never been more confident on a stoppage.
And just to finish, you know, have you ever thought about what it's going to be like if you win that fight, that moment right at the end to go to the States and make a name for yourself?
Yeah, you know, that's what we're dreaming about when I do my runs and, you know, when training gets hard, you know, you have to dig in and these are the memories, what you think, you know, you dream. When I do my run, I plan it, start to finish and I dream and, you know, the finish is winning the fight, holding the belt above, you know, celebrating after, you know, and so I have thought about it, you know, but you can't drift off too much, you know, because, you know, reality kicks in and, you know, I've got to go and do that. But, yeah, I just can't wait, honestly. I'm really excited and, like I say, it's a new challenge and just really looking forward to it.